Jerry Bader Show, 919. A couple thoughts on this. 920, I'm sorry. Before we get on to another element of the gay rights debate in America today, there's a friend I am. When you think circus, think Tim Tebow. Here's where I disagree. Where I think Brett Favre coming back to Green Bay to try to blow up the Packer training camp and Michael Sam, and that clearly Michael Sam's priority isn't football. It's by design. I do not believe Tim Tebow brought the attention on himself. I believe it's the discomfort that the media has with people of faith who don't hide that faith. That's where I think that came from. Final thought on why I do not believe Michael Sam's priority is football, and that's why I don't believe he's going to make it in the NFL. If his priority is football, here's what he would have done, actually. Here's what he would have not done. He would not have come out as gay right now. He would have been drafted in the NFL, probably in the fifth or sixth round. The circus he's creating is why he went as low as he did. NFL teams suspected that. He wouldn't have said a damn word. He would have worked his butt off and made as his goal being NFC Defensive Rookie of the Year. That would, or, you know, now we know it's NFC. That would have been his goal. You help lead the Rams or whatever team drafted you to the playoffs. You reignite a defense. You show that your motor never stops, even though you're undersized. You do all of that. And then, imagine then if he came out as gay at that point. He couldn't wait to do it. Why? Because it's more important to him than football. All these orchestrated, the kiss, the frosting, schmear, all of that stuff. This is prefabricated. It's not real. This is a PR campaign. Here's another thing. If he makes the team, which I think is way less than 50-50 now, what does it do to the team's on-field performance? I cannot believe the Rams are going to allow the NFL or I conflated things there. I can't believe the Rams are going to allow cameras in the locker room. And if they are, I think it's because the NFL is mandating them to. That's what I think. Now, there's another story out there. This is very interesting. The Janesville superintendent of schools has apologized for something. And I'm wondering if that apology is going to bring the gay mafia down on the superintendent's head. By the way, those of you who take offense to gay mafia, that's not my term. That is liberal comedian Bill Maher's term for those who attack anyone who question the agenda of the gay rights movement. That's not me. So if you're offended by it, talk to Bill Maher. The Janesville School District Superintendent issued a public apology Tuesday for the showing of a video that she describes as pro-gay marriage and in violation of district policies requiring the presentation of all sides of controversial or political topics. But there isn't another side to the gay rights issue. That's what we're being told. The defenders of Michael Sam are telling us there aren't two sides to this story. If you don't embrace gay marriage, you're a bigot and a homophobe. There aren't two sides. Just like global warming, this is a settled debate. This is the chilling agenda of the left. That's why I wonder if she's going to bring the wrath of the gay mafia on her. In April, Craig High School's Gay Straight Alliance showed kids react to gay marriage. It's a 16-minute video of children reacting to marriage proposals between same-sex couples and sharing their thoughts on issues like gay marriage bans or whether they would stay friends with someone who told them they were gay. I did not watch the entire 16 minutes. I watched about 10 minutes of it. They interview kids 5 to 13 years old. The 5-year-olds are uncomfortable with same-sex couples. The 12, 13-year-olds are, oh, that's so sweet, which tells you that the indoctrination is the only word I can think of. The indoctrination is, and this is why gay marriage is so popular, because institutions such as public schools and others have put this in kids that, look, there's no debate here. You either accept it or there's something wrong with you. But it's interesting that a 5-year-old who's not been indoctrinated has a discomfort factor with that. Remember, studies show that young children of mixed races will play together. They are colorblind. Young children are colorblind. That is something society puts on them. These young children were not gay, were not sexual orientation blind. It felt wrong to them. But the older kids, no. So then we see that, and then there's about 40 seconds, where the producer asks the kids a question. Listen to this.
A lot of people were upset at these marriage proposals because it was a man proposing to a man and a woman proposing to a woman.
I don't get why anybody would be mad.
That's just wrong. Like, anyone should be able to marry anyone.
You should feel happy that they're getting married.
People that do not like gay, I'm in their group.
That makes me mad. You can't tell another person who to marry. What if you're a girl and your boyfriend proposes to you? That's not different from a girl proposing to a girl.
If you want to marry the same sex, that's okay. Just like Macklemore said. I can't change even if I tried. Even if I wanted to. My love, my love, my love.
You know what?
Now, that is, again, that's a couple of minutes or about 30 seconds of that video. That's the audio. I will tell you that right now, that type of attitude is something that you're not supposed to challenge. That's just reality. That's not opinion. That's reality, that there's nothing wrong with that. And now the superintendent in Janesville, she has apologized for the showing of that video. Let's see if the gay thought police go after her. Johnny in Wausau. Johnny, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Oh, yeah, great show, Jerry. I listen to you quite often.
Thank
but
you.
But I think you've missed the boat on something. It's not so much that you have to embrace gay marriage anymore. It is you better get out there and support it. And anybody that says anything negative about it, you better attack them right along with everybody else, or you're going to be attacked.
Well, I think
that's my comment.
Well, wait, Johnny, hang on. I think we are really saying the same thing there. But to your point, now, do you think the gay thought police are going to come after the Janesville school superintendent for apologizing for this?
I'm not sure about that, but I've just, over the last year even, a very short period of time, I felt, you know, if you just said before, you know what, I don't care one way or the other, it makes no difference to me, you're probably going to be okay, but not anymore.
Nope.
Now you better get out there and say, oh, I support this 100%, and anybody that doesn't, I'm going after them with you.
Okay, you are right about that. Johnny, now I get your point. Thanks a lot for calling. He's absolutely right about that. Indifference is no longer tolerated anymore. Say, look, I don't agree with it, but I'm not going to make a big deal about it. He's right. That's not defensible anymore, which is why I'm going to be very curious to see if they come after this superintendent for apologizing for this. It's 9:29.
The Jerry Bader Show is sponsored in part by American Metal Roofs of Northern Wisconsin.